Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. That's Nancy Wilson. Ann Wilson, I should say. Ann Wilson of Nancy and Wilson fame. That's the Heart, the band Heart, bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, Galen, GALEN.org. Please check it out and support what she does. She and her organization, folks, do good work in keeping the sunlight shining on the horrors. I consider them to be horrors. They haven't even landed yet. It's going to get worse before it gets better, of Obamacare. Grace Marie, thanks again for staying with us. I want you to walk us through the experience of a regular person, just anybody out there who will go into the exchanges. October 1st, right? Wherever you are in America, you're going to be subject to the Obamacare exchange environment. What is that going to look like, Grace Marie?
On October 1, enrollment begins in the exchanges, and the exchanges are primarily for people who are uninsured or for people who lose their health insurance as a result of Obamacare to get one of four government-defined health insurance plans. Now, different companies, private companies are competing to offer these, but they're very formulistic, and from my perspective, a lot of people are going to get sticker shock when they see the cost of this insurance and when they start to see the value that they get for this insurance. There's a story today in the New York Times about agricultural workers in California. The cheapest policy that they expect to be available for agricultural workers is going to cost them $250 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And
for an individual,
$5,000.
And say that again, with a deductible of what?
Probably $5,000.
That's an HSA.
Dare you not call it that, Jim.
No, but that's an HSA. That's what I have. I'm paying.
Except they don't have the chance to put money away. They have to pay out of pocket.
That's my point.
I'm looking at the schedule of payment for the California health plans. Just to go see a primary care doctor in the silver plan, which is one of the better ones, you still have to pay $45 out of pocket, and $65 if you want to see a specialist, $250 to go to the emergency room. You still have $6,400 a year in out-of-pocket expenses for an individual, $12,000 for a family.
Wait, $6,400, you mean before you get any major medical?
Well, the deductible is about $5,000.
Well, what's the $6,400?
Out-of-pocket means this is as much as you'll have to spend on your co-payments and deductible
in
a year. But $6,400, and for this privilege, you're paying a minimum of $250 a month?
Yeah.
Most of law policies are going to be much more expensive than that.
Hmm. See, but what I'm saying is, Grace Marie, this sounds very much like what I already have, only not as good.
Because they're not talking about coupling it with an account, and there are going to be very limited networks of doctors.
Right.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Absolutely not. Most people are going to have to have new networks of doctors with very limited restrictions on the hospitals that are participating. This is government. This is the best they can make it look. I mean, they're doing everything they can to make this look like really good insurance because they want to get a lot of people enrolled. Now, granted that there are subsidies, of course, you and I and taxpayers and future taxpayers are paying for the subsidies to get those premiums down. But when you look at the insurance, people are going to really say,
so,
it's not any good.
So I'm going to show up. All right. So let's say I'm a 45-year-old individual, and I show up there. I'm going to pay $250 a month. And
well, maybe more.
Let's just say, all right, so I'm going to write a check, $400 a month. And then I'm going to have to pay a copay, $45, $65 every time I go to the doctor. And for that, I'm going to get what?
Well, for that, you're going to get that the insurance will pay for everything after $6,400 a year.
So up to that, so I'm going to pay $250 or so a month plus copays, and if I have a procedure, let's say I break an arm and I have to have it reset, and that costs $2,000 or whatever, so that'll all add up to $6,400. So basically, I'm going to have to be self-insured to $6,400.
Pretty much, and there are co-payments for whatever
right.
You still have a co-payment for the hospital visit as well.
Right.
But yes, you're gonna wind up being exposed to as much as $6,400 a year
which
in out-of-pocket costs.
Which is very similar to what I have right
Why
now.
Why don't they just say HSAs for
that's
everybody?
Right. That's right. That's
we could have solved this problem, Jim,
we should,
you and
that's
me.
What, that's exactly right. That's what we've been saying. It's what you and I have been saying for the last 15 years. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for the information.
Thanks, Jim.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, Galen.org. Be sure to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.